Concord High School's Level 3 engineering students won the first state portion of Samsung's Solve for Tomorrow contest. The group of 66 students are led by Jordan Estock, Concord's design and engineering teacher.
Our class kind of centers around doing real projects for real people with real problems. So like, we don't just want to do something just for the sake of doing it. We want to be connected with someone in the community who needs their help.
Estock took his students to Hanby Elementary School to meet students with a variety of complex needs, including impaired dexterity and motor skills. He then asked his students to create devices to assist them. They created 15, including one that junior Thomas Robertson worked on, helping students learn shapes and colors while building dexterity.
It's helped me to understand how people think and how, like, people can be indecisive at times and just how to work around that. So, it's experience for problem solving.
Concord received a $20,000 grant for being one of 50 state finalists. It now competes for one of 10 national finalist spots and the chance for $100,000. Josh Deal, Delaware Public Media.